So that's what that's kind of the structure. And then so now, you know, we have this Black Belt Club Elite. And we don't really give them, or up to now, we haven't really given much for that. They get a little discount on some of their test fees, because we do charge test fees. They get a special uniform. They get some little discounts at the desk. And a couple of other, you know, bennies. They get some priority enrollment to seminars and things like that.
Are you buying them the uniform with that upfront payment, or are they buying that as an add-on?
We're only charging them $99 down for that program, and that basically covers the cost. You know, the uniform's custom. It's, you know, it's silk screened, and it's got the fancy paint. It's a fancy uniform.
Yeah, but are you buying it, or are they buying it?
Well, they're paying the $99.
Okay.
For it. Yeah, yeah. And so we have been bumping them up, you know, on payment on that. So, and then we have the other program, the Elite program, that had the physical part of it, which was like the second upgrade. So after like a month of banging my head against the wall, trying to figure out how I wanted to structure it, what I wanted to do, I didn't really want to upset the entire apple cart again. I had just done that 2 years ago. I said, you know, how can I? So anyway, this is what I decided. I decided to put the leadership into both of those black belt programs. And I basically, anybody who was in it, I let them have it. Okay? I didn't try to bump them. I didn't try to do anything. And again, part of the reason is I didn't want to have like a whole new thing again and then have some of them not in it. I wanted to have that social proof.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, okay. So I figured what I'm doing is I'm, the process is going to be a little slower. It's going to be more like, as Mr. Oliver says, turning the screws a little slower rather than just, you know, flipping the switch. So that's kind of where we were at. So we added the module. Then my next biggest dilemma was trying to figure out what am I going to give them for a leadership program. You know, you guys suggested a bunch of books, and I thought of, you know. What I eventually came up with was 12 topics. Put them on a rotating curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
So I have 12 leadership topics. Now, I have written a lot of stuff on this. I even have stories, a whole group of stories that I used to read, you know, especially
brilliant.
To the younger kids and stuff like that. I have this thing here somewhere. But anyway, I have, you know, it's 12 subjects, and we have goal setting. Actually, it's goal setting and planning. Self-discipline is another month. Courtesy, respect, and honor, law of attraction, abundance mentality, the luck factor. I don't know if there's a program from Brian Tracy.
Mm-hmm,
I don't know if you've ever
mm-hmm,
seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal paid program, the luck factor. It's really that luck has nothing to do with it. But
exactly.
Awesome. Persistence and perseverance, PMA, personal mental attitude, and something I developed called the success spiral, kind of
ties
it together.
It's good, yeah. It's really
honesty
good.
And integrity, habits, responsibility, and decision making, focus and concentration, a little on mind mapping. Leadership, which will basically the four styles of leadership you have through West Point, and some public speaking in there, and loyalty and teamwork. So those are the 12 modules I came up with, and I figured I could definitely, with a little research and my own background, I could write the lesson plans and so on and so forth. So we started the goal setting one in June. And we only are allowing 10 minutes, and I may have to change that. It may not be enough, but it seems like it is. And here's the interesting part. You know, we bumped the price on the upgrade to, well, I was doing like 120 something at the door. I went to 130 something right about the time of Quantum Leap. We're up to 149 at the door now, and we've increased this program from like 145, and we're getting right up to 169. So I'm going to keep. And the reason I'm going slow with that is a lot of the people I'm talking to now were brought in earlier, and that's a bigger bump for them.
Yeah,
the
sure.
newer people coming in, as time goes on, I'm going to keep bumping
that. They don't know any different.
Right. And then what we'll do is we'll do a second upgrade to the master, which will be the physical part, and that'll be a smaller bump. That'll be maybe $30 to $40 bump. Which seems to go, you know, above the second one. So that seems to work. You know, it seems to work now. So I don't see why it wouldn't work, you know, down the road. So that's basically how we structured it. So I put together sort of an outline. In fact, you know, I'll give you that whole packet. I think I have them in order. And then I brought, you know, I don't have to take these back. So if anybody wants any of them, you know, you can just take it or whatever. And it's some. A lot of this is just, you know, some of this is just for my own notes. Basically, during the introductory class, it's basically pre-framing. After 2 weeks, I want to make sure. We usually do like stripe or tip promotions on the white belts without a test. We just kind of evaluate the class. But we forget to do it a lot. So we want to make sure that we're doing that to give them a little thing. After 3 weeks, I'm going to give them a phone call, basically check, see how things are going, let them know that that we're going to be sending some information in via email about the Black Belt Leadership Program that we had spoken about. And then that first letter is going out.
The letter's pretty good, too.
What's
I've read the letter before. The letter's pretty good, too. What I was going to mention to you before about this letter, by the way.
Yeah.
From like a copywriting direct response standpoint, is I would think about the cosmetics. You know
okay.
what I mean? Like all left justified. Yeah. It's totally like
small.
Probably doesn't make much of a difference because everybody's probably going to read it anyway because you're going to take it pretty seriously.
Right.
But like bolds, highlighting, underlining, moving the copy so that your eye has to move to flow.
Okay.
What tends to happen, especially in long copy, is what you want to do with like a sales letter is always understand that people are lazy, right? People
mm-hmm.
are lazy. And they're only going to invest time in doing something that they perceive there's a benefit in for them to do.
Right.
And if you take like a whole big chunk, you do a good job of chunking the copy here.
Right.
But let's say you didn't. Let's say all of this was one paragraph, right? Let's just pretend it. And if you were just to kind of like put your eyes out of focus, if all you see is a big chunk,
you don't read it.
Then people just go, oh, invest too much time.
So like subheads in the middle.
Yeah. Like. While Johnny is not ready for this program, you bold is not ready
okay.
for this program. And then in the next paragraph, our Black Belt Club Elite is the full scope of the program is more continuous letter, discounts, DVDs. We want to focus on life skills leadership portion. Underline and bold life skills leadership portion. You know what I mean? So
okay.
if you were to do what I'm describing, if you were to bold, underline, highlight, etc., the key benefits and the identifying the key objectives, if you were to take an entire chunk of copy, hold it out at arm's length, put your eyes completely out of focus, you would still see, without reading anything, you would still see those.
Those,
the
key
I mean?
Points
yeah.
and the benefits.
Yeah.
Make the margin smaller
awesome.
So it
just
fills
like
two pages.
Kind of, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, you know, the font's good and stuff, but I mean, the and that's, it's probably irrelevant because if someone perceives that this is a personal letter coming from you and it's, they're gonna probably read it, right? But that just makes it easier to follow the flow of the copy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so they get that, and then I'm planning on the next week. I'm going to mail them a letter, just this little cover letter, and it just basically says we're mailing you a hard copy of the email letter we sent, and some of the recipients didn't receive it. Basically, that's all that says, and that's just so that they get it twice. You know, and hopefully mm-hmm. they'll read it one of those times. Then after 5 weeks, let's see. I send them the seven magic words letter, and basically this is we want to give them something to show that we're teaching them, you know, the seven magic words, and hope that they're going to learn it, because the next week we're going to schedule a meeting, just ask how they're doing, any questions, any problems, did you learn the seven magic words yet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought this might be a good time to use this referral thing. So basically what I'm going to do is, I'm going to, after I go through that, I'm going to say, wouldn't it be fun to have a couple of your personal friends join you in class? I was wondering if we can mail a couple of your friends a special VIP pass so they can come to class with you a few times if they like karate. And so what we're going to do is we're going to hand them this thing. It has three places for referrals, and this is the VIP pass that I made up. So you might want
to
just look at that. It's done. You know, it's done kind of nice, you know. And
the envelope definitely gets open. You know,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the very classy with the envelope.
It definitely
gets open. So you think the cover letter what do you think about that, W? Is it really serve a purpose by saying that, telling Tom that it's the email that they received earlier?
Well, if I just mail them that second letter that I just emailed them, they might be wondering why the hell I'm mailing it. You know, I thought, well, if I'll just let them know that, you know, some people didn't receive it. Well, you don't think it's necessary?
Well, I'm just kind of curious about, I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter that much, but I'm just kind of curious why just two touches wouldn't necessarily, you'd have to explain why you think we'd make any reaching out to them.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
it sounds apologetic, you know?
Yeah, the thing with email is, and you may explain it in the list letter, you know, Mrs. Jones, you know, I had emailed this to you the other day, and you know, perhaps you saw it, perhaps you didn't, with as flaky as email deliverability is. So I thought I'd send it to you because it's
I
so important.
It
and here's why it's so important.
I should modify.
Personalized message or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's interesting? You know what's interesting? Statistically speaking,
it's so
it takes
important
between 8 to 12
to sure
touches to get somebody to respond to anything.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I really do like
it. Yeah, I think, if it has that personalized message, it's probably me.
Here's why I'm sending it to you again.
So if 8 weeks, after 8 weeks, we have this report that I use. It's actually my download report. It's you know, 10 reasons why martial arts training is better. And I basically took the one that's up on the website that people can use as our bribe, and I modified it a little bit to tie into the leadership program, black belt leadership training. So, like, this is, you know, this is how this is going to help you, kind of thing.
Is this on your website?
If you go to pacekarate.com or just karatekidzone.com.
Yeah.
But if you go to pace karate, just click on the children's link.
Yeah.
And there'll be you have to fill a form out. And
right. The copy in the report mostly is all the Inner Circle guys last year.
Oh.
We all got together and wrote a series of articles for autoresponders.
Oh, sure.
And that's basically like, isn't that right?
That is totally my own.
Oh, I thought that was
No, that's totally, I wrote that whole thing.
I thought the headline's about the same thing.
Okay, and I don't mind you guys using
never mind
it.
Can I copy and paste it?
What's that? I don't mind you using it. No, I just don't want my competitors using it, obviously.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no, you guys can use it.
which, by the way,
okay, that's at 8 weeks. At 10 weeks, we have another letter, which basically is just saying the same thing in a little different way. And we're mailing that on out to them as well to give you more details about our Black Belt Leadership Program. 2 weeks after that, we're going to mail them this package, which basically has a DVD and a CD in it. Now, as I mentioned to Toby earlier, the DVD, well, a CD too, but mostly the DVD because it's visual, is not... There's a couple of things that aren't good with it, but for now, it's something I'm using... In the meantime,
you got started.
It's start. What it needs is it needs the emotional content. It needs the testimonials in it.
Yeah.
But I'm planning on shooting some video testimonials soon in the next couple of months after
we just started. You know, shooting more video testimonials as well.
So I'm gonna eventually blend them into this. But for now, it's and if we get time, it's about 9 minutes long. If you want to run it,
you can watch it.
I mean, I got some pops in it. It's not as professional as these with the microphone, you know, and all. But it's, you know, it worked out okay. I think, let me tell you how.
I think probably the less professional it looks, the better off it is.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
The testimonial part.
Testimonial part,
but
not the other.
And not professional, but very spontaneous.
But yeah, like not scripted.
You want to just be telling your story.
Well, you take a look at it and see what you think.
Is this the one that I've seen already? No, that was your...
No. That was my
that
little ninjas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah,
my
yeah,
little
yeah,
ninjas thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just pause it once it starts. There's something I'm going to say. One of the things I found really interesting is that when I went through the presentation with a couple of the people to the... This is our first upgrade, our first, you know, our Black Belt Club Elite program. And, you know, there's some other benefits that I didn't mention here, but we have our entire program up to junior black belt on DVD, and it's broken down, and I have the DVDs made with this company. I don't know if you guys are using Kanaki for anything. Awesome, awesome company. You can send them one DVD. You have to do it online to send it to them. But they will create the entire DVD, package it. They'll screen print the DVD itself. They'll put an insert in if you want it. They'll give you a full glossy cover, and the whole thing is like $1.60 a piece.
Wow.
And you
really?
Can do one
wow.
at a time if you want. Yeah.
Really?
I use it for my other business. That's
how
I know
60?
About it.
$1.60
$1.60 Done deal. Kunaki.com. You can
how
go
you
online
that?
And look at KUNACKI.com. Yes, I use it for my other video business. It's great because I used to have to order 1,000 at a time of those other DVDs.
Yeah.
This I can order. I'll order 30, 50, 20.
Whatever you want.
What's your website again? I'm sorry.
Kunaki. KUNACKI.com.
KUNAIC.
No. KUN. You're online? Yeah, just go online. Just type it in. KUNACKI. Kunaki. I guess they're Japanese. They're located in New York, in Brooklyn, I think. And they're fast, too. I mean, I live in New Jersey, so I'm only one day UPS. I'll typically order, put an order in, and 2 to 3 days later, I got them, whether I ordered, like, 5 or 100.
And they'll do a jacket for you and
everything.
Everything.
And it's shrink-wrap. It's nice. It's a nice thing.
I
should have brought one.
Onesie-twosie's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
The ability to do that is great.
There aren't many of those out there. Good.
So,
I'll take a look?
So, yeah. Go ahead.
Toby, can you turn a little bit more this way? A little bit? Perfect.
Is that good?
So good.
Each of us as parents would love to be able to turn a switch and instantly see our children with unstoppable self-confidence, laser-like focus, West Point-style self-discipline, and total respect for themselves, their parents, teachers, and peers. Unfortunately, that switch doesn't exist. But today I'm here to tell you about what we believe is the next best thing. It's called the Pace Institute of Karate's Black Belt Leadership Program. Years in the making, we consider it the ultimate character development program for your child.
That's my wife at one of the award banquets.
As you probably know by now, our main program at the Institute is our Black Belt Leadership Training Program. While we teach a specialized art of kicking and punching, the real value of what we do is not in the physical skills, but rather in the important life skills and character building lessons we teach. The purpose of this short DVD is to give you a general outline of what our leadership program is and how it can benefit your child, and most importantly, how your child can become a part of it. I would like to tell you about the content of this program, as we feel it is quite outstanding. Students who are part of our Black Belt Club Elite take part in extra 10-minute sessions each time they come to class. These sessions are not physical training, but rather academic classes focused on 12 monthly leadership topics. The first is goal setting and planning. This module will teach a student about the different types of goals, why they are critically important, and how to properly plan and achieve the goals we set. The second module is on self-discipline. We define self-discipline as doing the things we know we should do, when we are supposed to do them, whether we feel like it or not. We believe that self-discipline is the single weakest link we have in our society today. Each of us could do so much more, so much better, if we could just harness the power of getting ourselves to do what we should do when we should do it.
Isn't that true?
The next section is on courtesy, respect, and honor. Courtesy and respect are cornerstones of any good martial arts program. But we feel it should carry far beyond the dojo and into everything a student says and does. Honor is usually considered a symbol of distinction, a character trait of one who has strong integrity and unwavering principles. I think Shakespeare said it best. He said, "Honor is the immediate jewel of men's souls. He that steals my purse steals nothing. 'Tis trash. It has been the slave of 1,000 men. But he that robs me of my good name robs me of that which enriches him not, but makes me poor indeed." Honor should be the cornerstone of the character of each of us. Month 4 is focused on the law of attraction, one of the most powerful concepts in the universe. How our thoughts will attract like kind into our life. A life of happiness and success, or a life of failure and lack. The law works both ways. In this section, we will teach our students how to tie in the law of attraction with goal setting and abundance thinking. Module 5 is called the luck factor. This is an impressive unit because it teaches how luck is the meaning of preparation and opportunity. A very powerful concept which dispels the idea that some people are successful because they're lucky. Next is perseverance and persistence. Most of us know the story how Thomas Edison invented the light bulb after thousands of attempts and presumed failures. Except Edison never considered it a failure, but instead just another idea that didn't work. One step closer to success. Every successful man and woman needs to learn how to keep on keeping on. Module 7 is what I like to call PMA, or Positive Mental Attitude. We will explore the success spiral to understand how life can spiral upward to abundance, success, and happiness, or the other way if we allow it. An important ingredient for success, the positive attitude, will bring us past our setbacks and roadblocks. It will teach us to ask the right questions of ourselves and to propel us around and through the obstacles and turn roadblocks into stepping stones. Our next section is on honesty and integrity. Each of us like to be around people who are honest, trustworthy, and truthful. To develop successful relationships, business enterprises, and long-term friendships, these traits have no substitutes. We will explore this idea with the use of stories, question and answer quizzes, and team exercises. Module 9 is centered on habits, responsibility, and decision making. We will discuss what a habit is, how to set up new, good habits, and how to follow through so that it becomes part of who you are. We will also explore some ideas on how to break bad habits we may have acquired along the way. Learning responsibility is a vital ingredient to successful friendships, employment, running a business, and just about anything important in your life. A strong focus on being responsible for excellent schoolwork will be stressed in this section. Learning to make good decisions is an important part of life. We will teach the Ben Franklin method, as well as explore some modern decision-making techniques. Module 10 is on focus and concentration. We will review the four rules of concentration in great depth. The students will explore a number of exercises designed to improve focus on any subject. We will explore an exercise called mind mapping, designed to teach how to focus on each of the many parts required to attain any goal in life. The 11th module is on leadership. While the entire subject of leadership and all its parts are the focus of the entire program, in this section we will deal with the four phases of leadership as taught at West Point. These include learning to be a good follower and supporting the values of the organization you are part of. The second phase is face-to-face leadership. The third is indirect leadership. And the final, executive leadership. We will also be teaching the basics of public speaking. This can be quite a stretch for most children to learn and develop. The final module is on loyalty and teamwork. These are the essence of any good organization and are vital for the success of the individual as well as the group. We will explore this module through the use of examples, stories, and group exercises. These are the 12 monthly leadership modules. Each topic has been carefully chosen to cover all major areas of personal growth, character development, and leadership training. The entire program has been set up on a rotating curriculum, so that we go back to the same topic the following year. Each year of your child's participation, the training is not only a reinforcement of the material, but an expansion of it as well. Each month we will provide an outline of the current topic, with copies available in our Life Skills Corner, located in our reception area. There is also a web link in the outline, where you can download the entire monthly lesson plan, the same one the instructors will be working from. Because this program requires a major commitment on the part of our staff, the student, and the parents as well, we don't offer it to brand new students. In fact, our staff is constantly monitoring our students to see who may be ready to qualify for this exciting program. Our job is to evaluate each student's progress in class, not only from a physical competency standpoint, but also their attitude, their goals, and their effort. The student's responsibility is to attend all their classes, do their best in class, and eventually set their goal for black belt and beyond. We ask that the parents support our efforts by making sure they nurture a positive attitude about their child's training and let us know if there are any difficulties or challenges. When our staff feels a student is ready, we will send a letter directly to the student, inviting them to pick up a qualification application at our front desk. The application has three parts, one for the parent to fill out, one for the student's main school teacher, and the third for our instructor staff to approve. Once the parent and teacher section are done, the application is turned back into our office. Next, our instructor staff reviews and hopefully approves the application. Once approved, we will schedule a conference to explain all the details of the program and give your child an opportunity to become a part of our Black Belt Leadership Training. We hope this informational DVD was helpful on giving you the details of this very valuable and exciting program for your child.
How long have you been sending that out?
Excuse me?
How long have you been sending
we
that
just,
out?
We actually haven't even started sending them out. I've handed out to a few of them that are students that have been with us a while that are sort of out of this loop. They're beyond this first 6 months. So just to build some value. One of the things I have found, though, is, you know, during the presentation, right now we're charging $169 for it. When I've made the presentation, I've been encouraged because I've had two parents now. Initially, when I explained it to them, they thought the $169 was in addition to the, like, $129 or $27 that they were paying. And it sounded like it was a stretch, but they were going to go for
it.
Yeah, so... And I was encouraged.
I like it. There's a lot of good stuff in there. You guys have any thoughts specifically? Or
well, yeah,
let me build that package back in, if I could. I'll scan it all and put it in the thing.
It's definitely good. Probably a couple of things that I saw or heard. I think I saw you make a note of it.
Uh-huh.
One of them was the fact that you made reference to month four.
Yeah.
Oh.
In month four, we do this. Well, what happens if they start and you're on module six? In month four, they're not going to do what you said they were going to do in month four.
Yeah. Month four was the fourth in the series. It wasn't really April.
And I had a different take on that, although it was the same concept.
Yeah.
But there were a couple places that in the presentation,
mm-hmm.
And that's a specific one. But remember, everything we almost everything we always do that faces the customer is what's in it for them.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple of areas in there, that's one of them, that you were identifying internal, systemic, how you're going to do things that is irrelevant to the customer. So
Like the rotating curriculum.
Exactly. When you talked about, it's exactly what I wrote down, rotating curriculum, monthly topics, and in month four, law of attraction. I think you're better served without identifying any of that.
Yeah. The script actually does a good job of brevity. So you talk about subjects and you basically explain them in a nice short manner.
Look at the spoon.
Leaving them want to go, wow, that's cool. How do I do that?
Those two. It would actually make it even more engaging.
It's definitely the right observation. Yeah, that's kind of like you know what that is? That's sort of like us putting like on our website, sign up here for a free intro.
Right.
What the hell's an intro?
Right.
The prospect doesn't know what an intro
right.
is.
Yeah.
I call my receptionist saying that one
is,
time.
Right?
You can come in for an intro and she gets off the phone and saying, you can't use intro.
Yeah. What's an intro? Yeah. Or like renewal prep or, you know, all
right.
sorts of, there's a million of them like that, right? But another good one is always it'll come to me in a minute.
Right.
What else did he say?
One of the other things that I saw that we got it this morning, is that tip to make sure there's always movement or action happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of times where you're going over key steps and key points in each of the modules, and you're just sitting on the same screen.
Yeah.
I found myself actually a couple times looking around.
Is, number one, first of all, you should go into missing into an audio program immediately. Since you're not really identified on there at all, well, I would really suggest getting a professional voice talent to do it. Because unless it's you, then and this is coming to you as sits along everything else that they see on their TV. It's like, how come this? Everything else I see on TV is a professional voice person, and now what represents your school is somebody who's clearly not.
Unless
you say, hey, this is, Master Pace,
yeah.
then all of a sudden it's from the voice of authority. So
I would
highly recommend identifying
yourself
up front or getting
a
professional voice talent, one or the other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, if it's Master Pace, then if the guy's not like perfect voice guy, then it's understandable because he's a master of an instructor in a choir school, not a TV professional.
Right.
Yeah, and I like the second one much better.
Mm-hmm.
I like it to be this is, you know, this is Sensei Pace, this is your personal message that I've prepared specifically for you, you know, specifically for new students at this stage, da 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 da, you know. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, I was saying really having visuals that go along with things is really, it's just really tough. Believe me, I know this. What I do for a living, it's tough to watch TV. It's just really tough to take in information. That's one of the main reasons why when we did switch off of doing, we started doing most of our seminars on audio, and we have mostly drills and things like that. We bring some seminars back, but when you're watching the talking head, it's just not the best way to take in information like that, especially in a long form. Now your script is good. Good brevity and that sort of thing, and moves along quite nicely. I think maybe you could probably spend a little more time selling the benefits and less on the detail.
Yeah,
a little less details and more selling the benefits, because the guys really don't need to know everything about the program. Only the parts that really make them help them make a buying decision.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a slippery slope that I think is kind of just like the human condition, because we always go from our own frame of reference.
Yeah.
As I told you, just said, what's in it for them? I really like your work.
That
was really good.
Oh, it was really good.
Mark, do you think I should use some what the hell are they called? When you like, make it like zoom in and
like stuff like that as much as, I mean, the only problem I have with the graphics is that, you know, psychologically, people get conditioned, right? Forever, that color blue has been the default, my DCR screwed up color.
That's a great observation.
If I'm on a channel that doesn't work or something like
or
that,
or
my DCR color comes up. So I avoid that, like the play. So ideally, you can easily get a piece of artwork that you can interchange with that that represents your school a little bit nicer. Shouldn't be busy. But if it looks a little classy or something like that,
you mean like frame it?
You know, any one of those PowerPoint slides. You know, like the PowerPoint templates.
Yeah, sure.
You know how they
like
have the real clean.
Got a nice little pattern in there, and ideally, if you can integrate your logo or something that represents you, then it's just a plus. So you know, the graphics don't need to fly around. But hey, I mean, you could just as easily go ahead and just take the script, and when you're saying something, think about what would be a good visual for this, and then get a picture for that. Because you started out with slides before, just to make it a slideshow. And you know, if you don't have them already, then take the shot with your students in the school. Digital camera, bam, it's on your DVD.
Well, another thing
about DVD, and just so you guys know, guys, you don't have to have a big, you know, 10 you know megapixel camera like you had to do for print. You know,
right?
You could use your quickie thing, and it'll look great on video. So you know, just load the thing up with visuals. Really.
One of the things I wanted to do is I wanted to do some filming of me actually teaching some of these classes, and also some action shots of some of our like our Master Elite guys with some of the weapons and some of the different things, just to kind of as a sort of a background while I'm talking, so it's not just all this.
The slope, not to go too far down though, is that I would rather have a picture that sends the message of focus, or that sends that goal-setting message, or sends that law of attraction. I don't know how to do that one, but I'd rather have images that represent that rather than a lot of the physical technical stuff.
Okay.
Because, again, the constituency that's going to watch the DVD, depending on how you implement this thing, right, my recommendation would be you create a sheet that has five questions on it that refers back to things that you're going to talk about in the DVD. And you force every family to watch the DVD, complete the five questions, and bring those five questions to you at the conference so that you know they watched it. So that means the constituency that's watching the DVD is the family, the parent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And potentially the kid. So if it's the kid, I would want to see a lot of cool, exciting commas and stuff like that, right? But if I'm the parent, to me that's kind of irrelevant. What's really relevant to me is how do you project the image to me of the kid sitting straight in his school, raising his hand while everybody else is confused? You know, I mean, that's focus. You know, that sort of stuff.
See, that's a thing too. You want to, like I said, go through the script and try to find visuals that are specific to what you're saying.
Yeah.
Ideally, photos are good. Here's why. Okay, when you have a still frame, you may get an image from the photograph, but you're not wrapped up in it.
Yeah.
You're still listening to the voiceover.
Yeah.
And I know this, believe me, having to cover voiceover sometimes is really nice. I'll just take a piece of video from the class and run that, and that can run for a long time. There's action going on in the frame. People's attention goes to the action.
Yeah.
A lot of times it goes off what you're saying.
So still is better for this.
Especially if it's not congruent. You know, you just got through saying, you know, something that says, you know, says buy now, but the guy's breaking the board. It's like, oh, I mean, broke the board.
Mm-hmm.
My attention got taken away from your message.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
If you can really ideally take the script and say, I can, what would be a really good picture for that? Let's see, your confidence, you know, you know, maybe somebody's standing at Jim B with a really good uniform. You don't have to have a shot yet.
Yeah.
Go get it,
yeah.
Or maybe you can go try to pull some from a Dreamers library or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you, as you go through, ideally the best, and sometimes it winds up being graphic because you can't find anything better than that.
Yeah.
But
well, Toby said at lunchtime, you know, to go back to basics, it's like a picture that would really evoke an emotional response out of the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally. Well, at least congruent, even if
it
is. Sometimes it's,
oh, it is.
You know, you always stop trying to do that, but sometimes you can't.
Like stock
image
sites, you can find
all
things.
You do the best you can.
A guy stock photo and all that sort of thing, even for like $8 or something.
Right.
But yeah, no, I totally agree. If you weren't going to go with photos, then go watch my slideshow on freeoffer.com. Like do test, opt in, and all that. Watch that slideshow, because what you'll see on the slideshow is the words that are flying across the screen are basically the headlines for that paragraph. So if I'm talking about law of attraction, it says, you know, module 4, law of attraction. And then as you're describing what the law of attraction is, that key phrase comes up. You know, how to, whatever. You know, how to, I don't know, eliminate negative thoughts. You know, and that goes, you know, that sort of stuff.
Right.
So I mean, if you were going to go way low budget, way simple, it would just be, you know, pull out what the headline is and stick it up there.
Okay.
Well, is there a time, like, is there a time on the frame that is too much or not enough? I mean, it depends on what you're talking about, right? But
well,
a few seconds,
that is a thing. At least visually wise, you know, it's almost like it's a timing thing. You know,
it's subjective, but yeah.
And if the visual you have is incongruent with what you continue to say, then it winds up being a little disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a feel. You know, there's no what do you call little rule of thumb that way, but really you just don't really want to have what you're seeing be that far off from what you're saying.
But I was told to do this. I mean, I from a marketing guy, he said, he does a lot of videos. I mean, he said, you know, record the entire audio script first.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And then
go back and pull them out.
And later,
yeah,
and
yeah, exactly right.
Later.
Yeah,
nothing
exactly.
wrong with it. That's for sure. I mean, it's you know, it definitely is. You know, it's going to work now. And then as you make tweaks to it, it's going to work better and better and better.
Exactly.
Just
keep tweaking
as you go.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely needs more. I know that.
It's really
great.
But I want to have something I can use now. You know.
Keep going. Keep talking.
I like your voice. I like the
voice.
The
voice is good.
We can try that thing a couple times, though, because we were talking with some of the Inner Circle guys yesterday, too. Whenever you're recording any kind of media of yourself, audio or video, you lose a huge amount of energy. Like, say, you know, a video in particular, like, say, you know, right now, videotape this is going to be really boring, and I'm just none of the energy that I may be like, you know, getting across to God's here, you know, never will be picked up by the camera. So you actually have to do extra energy, you know, extra inflection when you're doing voiceovers. I learned that a long time ago, back in the 80s. My first real job was producing instructional videos for a huge manufacturing firm called Metal Industries, and I did all my own voice work. Only quiet, it was a factory for 9 hours. One quiet place in the whole place was this one conference room. So I take my little camcorder in there and to record voiceovers. And, you know, it was all like really boring technical stuff, you know. So we had to do it. I had to try to do it in a way that was not going to put people to sleep anyway, right? So I would do these things. I'd go all the way back to my office and listen to it. It's terrible. I had to keep going back and forth. So, you know, okay, I'm going to do like two or three different ones this time. I'll do, you know. And at the end, after a while, I just started going, hey, you know, because I've been, you know, watching that TV with the crazy announcer voice guy, you know. So I, like, pour it on, hey, okay, oh, this, that, you know, just, like, future expression. more times than not, when I got back to my office, I used that one. The one I thought was going to be so wacky just for me, just for laughs.
Right.
And then when you put it together and with the visuals, it was like, it was the only one that had any energy. So you really have to make an extra added effort whenever you're being recorded, audio or video-wise, to express yourself more, use more inflection, use more, you know, what we call body language, facial expression.
The beauty
and here's another
stop.
Real...
Pick it up again.
Oh, yeah.
Here's one of the other things, the big keys, too, is to smile while you do it.
Right.
Okay? Even if you're doing audio work, if you smile, it comes through with your voice.
Yes.
Clearly. You know, I don't understand it myself. You know, it makes the shape of the mouth changes or something like that. I don't
know. Make yourself in a mirror when you're speaking. It's amazing the different inflections you use.
It's like something that I've experienced many, many times, actually. It's gone from something that was completely non-usable to something that was really good. You know, I've coached amateur talent since the 80s, really, including myself. That's the only thing I would suggest. Go ahead and do one that really pops, you know, really. You don't have to sound like a car salesman or anything like that, but more energy communicates more enthusiasm for you about what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other thoughts? It's good. The only other notes that I had were there's a couple things that from like a way 40,000 foot in the air. Well, a couple practical ones. There was one more technical thing that you mentioned that I think you're better served not to mention is the 10-minute thing, right? I think you mentioned in there there's a 10-minute unit.
Right,
and
right.
I think that's irrelevant, you know. I think that can only hurt you, you know.
Okay.
The rotating curriculum thing we talked about, the 4-month, you get rid of that. There's, before I go to this big 40,000-foot-in-the-air thing, what is it you want them to do immediately after they watch this DVD?
I don't have any idea. Because we're not at a point where we're trying to. They can't do anything until I send them a letter.
Yeah. See, I think that's part of a problem.
It is.
So you know what I'm saying? I think you want them to take an action now. You want them to
get pumped.
Yeah. Because it's really good. If it's me, if I get the thing, I'm going, man, this is really good. How do I learn more? What do
but
I do
one
next?
Of the kids that I gave it to, who I just handed it to him in the envelope, you know, and we didn't even give him the CD. We just gave him the DVD, and because he's one of the kids that we're gonna, you know, move up soon or release a pro, and the parents were at. I wasn't in that day because I'm almost always there, but I went up hunting. I went shooting with some friends for a couple of days, and so I wasn't there. And this guy, the parents came to the desk. Oh, we really like this. How do we get? What do we do? You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
What
you need to drive them to something. And my recommendation would be you drive them online to download the application, or they tell them to come to the school and get the application.
That's part of the script.
Or you mail it to them with the application in it and tell them to fill it out and return it to the school within the next 24 hours or whatever. You know, something like that.
Yeah, directly within the video.
Yeah, in the video. Yeah, at the end of the video, you know, you have a slide that comes up and that says, you know, I know what you may be thinking. Here's the voiceover, but the slide just says what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you may be thinking. You may be thinking, wow, this sounds pretty interesting. What do I do next? Well, here's what it is. Go to this web, you know, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fill out the application that I included in this thing.
Right.
And the question sheet is on there. Answer these 5 questions about the thing or whatever, about the DVD. Fill out the application. Return it to your instructor within whatever. You know, always a deadline, you know. Or drive them to a website to download the application. But, I mean, since you're going to mail them stuff anyway, you might as well mail them the application, you know. And then what you're going to find is if you mail it to 10 people, you're going to have 4 applications on your desk the next day. So, you know, wouldn't that be great if you could go into the school tomorrow and have 4 people who want to write you a check?
Right.
You know? I mean,
right.
That's useful, right?
Right.
But and I'm using write the check metaphorically as,
right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Now they're turned on, right? Now you got them so turned on. See the mistake I don't want you to make is here's the second problem with this. Where's it at? Here's the second problem with this. Right? It's probably more like the fourth. But here's the problem.
is what if there weren't any specific physical requirements for you to be part of the program, right? So let's say I wanted to go buy that gay art over there, right? And I had to check, I had the $210,000 and I wanted to go just buy it, right? Well, you know, if I walk into the dealership and the guy says, well, here's the car, you want to test drive it? Well, hell yeah, I want to test drive it. And I go drive it and I'm real turned on and I bring it back into the showroom and he says, well, you know, you got to wait 7 days before you can give me a check, right? See, a lot can happen between now and that 7 days, right? Plus, the thing is, I'm ready today.
Right.
I'm sold now.
Right.
Now, the only thing that can happen in the next 7 days is for me to get unsold. I can't be more sold
because
I'm already sold.
Right.
You know what I mean? And again, I'm only using the word sold as
the
representation of the psychological commitment to that the person has to the process right now, right?
Okay.
So the fourth problem with this thing right here is that if you force yourself and your school to wait 12 months before you talk to them, what if they're ready in 2 months? What if they're ready in 3, 4, or 5 months? Right? The only thing they can do now is get unready.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now if you have some, is it chilly? If you have some prerequisite
go outside.
Yes. If you have some, it seems like it's
one. I'm from New Jersey.
Like
I'm both.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
born before, so it's
it
been a couple times.
Yeah. 71, I think, seems
my
to be out late. But anyway, so here's part of what I'm describing for this, but it's also a bigger picture, is that the Fred Burns model a little bit, and it's certainly kind of Bill Clark's kind of model, is they really kind of go beat you over the head with a hammer. Until you remove, they truly can be of it. And they do a lot of stuff. I mean, they do a lot of really good stuff to get you ready, too, don't get me wrong. But the way Jeff Smith describes it, I think, to me, is much more kind of like apropos about how we sort of approach things. It's more like you're thumping mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And you thump one and it's not ready, so you move on to the next one. That one needs more time to ripen. And you thump the next one, and that one needs more time to ripen. But this one's ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this one qualifies, yes. You can't skip that part, right? Like, you can't. You know, whatever your standards are, it's not about lowering your standards one bit. What it's about is you having a system in place that allows you to identify those who are ready when they're ready, not when you're ready. If you force them to wait till when you're ready, lots of them die on the vine. They were ripe 6 months ago. Well, the only thing that can happen to a grape after it's ripe is to rot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you've had 50% of them that you could have plucked 6 months ago that now you can't pluck in 12 months because they were ready then and now they're unready. Some other thing, some other excuse or reason has come up that they don't, you know, that they're not interested. So I think the tool is powerful, and if the tool gets me ready today, first of all, you shouldn't send it to me if you're not ready to talk to me, right? Second is, if I'm ready today, what do I go do next?
So let me interrupt you for a second.
You don't think
that I should automatically send it out at any given time period. We should send it out when we think that student is ready. I mean, because most of them, I think, will be during that time, at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
But there may be a few who.
What was the time frame you were planning on sending them out?
That's part of the other problem.
Right. Let me get that
it's
out.
It's like 12 weeks later.
Yeah.
So you recommend, 6 weeks, 4 weeks?
Yeah, it was 12 weeks, in fact, yeah.
See, that, I would say what you said to me the other way around. What I would say is that perhaps you can wait until they express interest to send it to them, but don't you think that this tool is going to get people to now think that they're ready?
Yeah.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you were to show that DVD to 100 gold belts, well, how does yours go again? White, gold, green, right?
No, green's like later for us.
We have
blue, purple, and before we get the green.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So yours is like white and then gold and then orange or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
We
so,
actually have one in between. We have it broken down to 1 million steps.
And there's still
yeah.
qualification involved, at least as far as they're concerned. I mean, as far as perception wise, they still have to qualify to get it.
Yes, they
yeah,
do.
They have all sorts of steps. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and then they're good steps too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
You know. But what I was going to say is, if you were to show this to 100 gold belts,
okay,
I would bet you have 40 applications on your desk the next day. You know,
mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, I think that tool combined with a couple of these other things that you're doing are going to get more people than you think ready, right?
Okay.
So you know what I'm saying? So I think that this tool becomes the piece that allows you to identify who's ready.
Okay.
Rather than the other way around, because
right.
How else are they going to identify themselves so that you can send this to them?
Oh, right. So then,
unless you build another mechanism,
they're raising
yes.
their hand.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yes.
Does that make sense?
Totally.
Yeah. So this is a mechanism that allows you to identify who raises their hand.
Yes.
Now, if you did it the other way around, you would have to build some other mechanism that gets them to raise their hand so you can send them the DVD. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. As opposed to doing it on a set time schedule, they get this at so many weeks.
It's informational yeah. enough where there's no perception in this video that you're trying to get them a
no.
hard upsell
yeah.
or anything
no,
like
no,
that.
No,
this
no,
is
no,
really
no.
about the culture of the school anyway, so the quicker they get that information, the quicker they can make a decision about like long term, which could very well be within the first couple weeks.
That's what I would think. I would think you test it and just start pushing it back. I would think you start testing it at you know 12 weeks if you need to, and then try it the next cycle at 10 weeks, and try it the next cycle at 8 weeks, and try
mm-hmm.
the next cycle at...
Think about it as just information about the culture of the school, and less about you know plugging them for a upgrade. You know, then it's you know benign. I mean, it's not that even
yeah.
can't even think of a reason not to send it to somebody mm-hmm. earlier on.
No, yeah, and perhaps
actually that's Mile High certainly does that because they have stuff that's not that far off from this.
Yeah, it drives them right
really
yeah,
different,
yeah.
and they send it out with their like orientation packages.
Yeah,
it goes in right in there. Actually,
I think probably I have a psychological disposition, if you want to call it that. But I think I have a somewhat of a problem, hang up, whatever, with trying to put somebody on a 2 or 3 year program that's only at the school, you know, a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't feel that they really know enough about what the hell they're getting into to
sure.
do it and feel
sure.
good about it.
Sure.
And so if I don't really feel good about it, I don't think
yeah,
it's not gonna work.
No, it's not gonna work.
You know?
Yeah. So yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. Which is why, you know, we do 362 things in the first 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's 4 teleseminars, 4 webinars, 4 separate web pages, 2 sets of DVDs, 2 sets of audio CDs. They have to come to 2 mandatory meetings. I mean, you know, shit, right?
Right. Right.
but it's for exactly the reason that you described. I'm not letting anybody sign on the line unless they know exactly what they're getting into, and they've 100% bought into the culture of the school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So exactly what you're saying is exactly right. Now, all that we've attempted to do is to try to compress the time cycle, which means we have to work harder up front,
right.
which I'm fine with, right?
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
So if 3 months is your number, that's fine. But I think if you're building a pipeline in your mind, right,
mm-hmm.
which is what
mm-hmm.
you're doing,
right.
then I think that this tool becomes a huge catalyst for people raising their hand.
Okay.
So at whatever point you want hands to go up, I think this is where you stick that
And you
piece.
Think I send the application right with it?
I think you do. I think you do one of two things. I think you allow the herd to select themselves in or into a different pipeline. So like perhaps it's at the end of the DVD,
mm-hmm.
you say something like this. I know what you may be thinking. You may be thinking, well, what do I do next? Well, there are two different things. Number one is if you have done X, Y, and Z, and that's like your pre-qualification thing, right?
Right.
If you are a gold belt or above, if you've already come to 16 classes or more,
right.
then what I want you, then the next step is for you to complete the enclosed application, submit it to your instructor within the next 48 hours so that they can take it to the master's board and they can, you know, whatever. If you haven't done those 12 things yet,
right.
then take this other sheet of paper out of the envelope I just sent you. And, you know, fill it out and take that to your instructor so that they can give you a personal one-on-one evaluation and tell you what you need to do to qualify for this program. You know what I'm saying? So now what you do is you've got two segments of the market. You've got segment number one who you don't feel is qualified yet.
Right.
And who now they know they're not qualified and they know why. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got another segment of the market who is qualified by your definition, whatever your definition is. And they've identified themselves as that and they've, you know, basically raised their hand. You know what I'm saying? So now you've got two groups. I really like that because now you've got two groups of students coming back to you, and you've got the people who aren't qualified yet coming to ask you how they can qualify. which I think is a great dynamic.
They want.
That's a great dynamic because now they're coming to you, right? The, and then the other ones who are qualified are filling the thing out, asking you to renew, right? They're asking you, how do I do the thing now?
Can you say that over?
Yeah. Because I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's pretty good.
Okay, so you said you started off saying, I know what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I said you started. You said, I know
what you're thinking.
Well,
and maybe it's that. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe it is. I don't know. But basically what it is you're trying to enter into the conversation that they're already having in their
right.
mind. So they've watched his presentation, and they said, benefit, 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 and they go, wow, this is really interesting. So what is that person, what is that human being thinking? They're probably thinking, well, this was great. Why did he send it to me? Right? What do I do now?
Right.
And then you allow them to identify themselves to you as either non-qualified or qualified. But either way, they come talk to you, basically. So I think what it would be, now I know what you may be thinking, why did I send you this DVD, and what's this, and how do I get involved in this program? Well, that's a great question, one I may be asking myself if I had just received this DVD. The answer to the question is two answers. Number one, if you qualify for leadership program, which means you have done this, 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 and this, right? So that's segment number one, is if you do qualify. And you're identifying very clearly what they have already had to have done to qualify. So maybe it's, I don't know what your requirements are, but this might be something. If you have regularly attended 2 times a week for the last X number of days, and you've
right.
already accomplished 16 classes or more, or 28 classes or more, or 60 classes or more, whatever your number is, and you've done this, and you've got your parents' recommendation, your teacher's recommendation, whatever it is. I don't know what it is.
Well, they wouldn't have that because of the application.
They don't have the application. Right. So it's whatever you want them to do before you give them an application now. Whatever all that stuff is,
mm-hmm.
right? If you've already done all these things, then you qualify to apply.
Right. To apply.
Not you qualify for leadership, but you qualify to apply for a position in the leadership, in the Black Belt leadership, in the Elite Leadership Program. Therefore, I've included, you know, take out the included application out of the envelope, complete it, take it to your elementary school, you know, take it to your school and have your primary teacher, you know, or your whatever. Also take it to one other, you know, whatever,
mm-hmm.
however you want them to do it. Explain
mm-hmm.
to them exactly what you want them to do with the application.
Right.
And then turn it into the school within the next 72 hours, you know, whatever. Now, if you haven't done those things, you know, if you haven't pre-qualified to apply, then I want you to take out this other sheet of paper, and it's printed on green paper, whatever, and complete it and turn it into your instructor immediately tomorrow, right, immediately in your next class, and set up your conference, you know, set up your appointment to speak to the instructor so that you can learn how to qualify. And see, now what these people are, they're the prospects that need a little bit more hand-holding, right? They're the
mm-hmm.
people that haven't complied with all the stuff you want them to comply with yet, you know?
Okay.
And see, now they're coming to you with basically they're asking you to, like, sell them. They're asking you to persuade them why this thing is something that they should do. And then you can help them through it one-on-one rather than try to do it in mass.
Okay.
I think it's great.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just have to figure out what, you know, because I don't really have, I mean, aside from the application and the time they spend at the school, obviously attendance in class is one thing, but I don't really have like anything else like set up that they had to do to qualify.
Maybe you should create some steps. You know, I mean, remember the more hoops you create for them to jump through, as long as you're consistent with it, meaning like you have to see all the stuff that we do for our leadership prep, which is again, you know, main topic right now, but all the stuff we do are requirements in their class. Like they have to do these things, right? Like they've got to get through psychology of winning. They've got to do the chapter tests. They've got, you know, they have to do all that stuff. So if it were me on the DVD in our system, it would be if you've, you know, completed each and every chapter exam for the chapters you've done, the reading requirements so far, and you've done, you know, those sort of things are parts of the component. I guess in our environment, it would be if you already have at least 2 character, you know, attitude stripes on your belt, or if you already have,
okay.
If you completed your weekly homework assignments, all that stuff.
So that kind of before leadership.
Yes.
You actually have homework and reading assignments that happen before leadership.
Yeah.
That's qualification.
Yeah. In fact, it's very important, which by the way, Mark, not Mark, Ken. Ken, I'm sorry. God, Mark.
She's Mark.
One of the things you may or may not have heard yet, Ken, but we have reading requirements starting at orientation. And the 2 reading requirements we have are psychology of winning and what to say when you talk to yourself, right?
They have to read the whole thing?
Yeah. And well, it's a chapter every 2 weeks, and we walk them through it in class and stuff. But the reason we chose those two, the reason we use those two, is because, okay, chapter two in What to Say When You Talk to Yourself by Shad Helmsteder,
mm-hmm.
the title of the chapter is 148,000 No's.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's why this is brilliant, right? And I can't take credit for any of it, but here's why it's brilliant. Let's just take that chapter in separate from the whole. That chapter, 148,000 No's, here's the script for class, right? Here's what the script for teaching that chapter in class is. Well, you know, Mrs. Jones, right, you're talking to the parents, and you have all the students sitting in front of the parents because the parents are the people that really need to get the message, right? And you say, well, Mrs. Jones, most people don't know this, but the average child, by the time they're 18 years old, from 0 years old to 18 years old, hear the word no, on average, 148,000 times. No wonder. Well, and then you tell them the story. Well, why is that? Well, you know, when your son's two and he has the car keys in his hand and he's walking towards the electrical outlet, you know, what do we say? We say no, right? And when they're three and they're reaching up for the hot pan on the stove, and what do we say? We say no. Now, we get into a habit, right? Now, why are we doing that? Why we're doing it is actually for a good reason, because we want to keep your son safe. And we know that teaching them what their boundaries are is very important. Now, unfortunately, what happens is parents get in the habit of, and really what you're saying is they're lazy, but they get in the habit of, well, it's true. Humans are lazy. It's what we are. We find the lowest common denominator. We get in the habit of only teaching our children their limitations and boundaries rather than teaching them what their opportunities and expectations could be, right? So instead of teaching them what their opportunities are, we teach them what their limitations are. So the negative psychological predispositioning of hearing the word no 148,000 times is dramatic. It's why human beings always default back to what they can't do, not what they can do, right? Now, what we're going to do in our martial arts school is none of our instructors are allowed to use the word no. What you're going to hear us use are words that are more descriptive. If we want someone to not put the car key in the electrical outlet, we're going to say stop, because stop is more accurate than no anyway, right? It doesn't mean no. What's no? No the keys? No I can. Stop means I need to stop. So we're going to tell them what to do, not what not to do. Anyway,
right.
So that's part of the script.
Okay.
So the reason we go through that, and the reason we make them do What to Say When You Talk to Yourself in Psychology of Winning at orientation, is because who do we really need to fix? Is the
parents.
Yeah. Because if we're in the class, Mark talked about this yesterday, if we're in the class teaching these students about what their real opportunities are and how expansive human potential is, and, right, if that's what we're doing in class 2 hours a week, well, mom and dad have them 628 hours a week. So if we don't fix mom and dad, we haven't fixed the student either, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the whole reason we're using POW and What to Say for the first reading requirements is that's the frame of the renewal conversation, right?
Sure.
So all the objections that happen in the renewal conversation are pretty much handled in the two books because, you know, what are the objections? Time, commitment, can he really do it? Can I really make him do it, right? Those are the four things that are going to happen. So those things are really saying, they're really saying, you know, limitation, 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 right? So anyway, let's go back to the... Go ahead.
What was the second book? I got Psychology of Winning.
Psychology of Winning by Dr. Dennis Waitley. And the other one is What to Say When You Talk to Yourself by Shad Helmsteder. Yeah, POW is great. 10 chapters,
yeah.
About 8
okay.
chapters. Oh, brilliant.
What was the other one?
What to Say When You Talk to Yourself.
What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. By Shad Helmsteder. That's good.
Good.
I'm good. I just need two of the yellow ones right there. Jeff, if you could
you need too much. It's not good for you, that stuff.
Oh.
It is good, yeah. It's made from sugar. It's totally organic, right? And it doesn't cause cancer.
Spoiler.
Yeah, isn't that right?
Well, according to Dr. Harvard Medical Center, that's the one that had been compromising well with.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sweet and low,
yeah.
Though,
yeah.
All
yeah.
that other
yeah.
stuff,
yeah.
that has that saccharin. This is, whatever, it's made out of real sugar.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But it doesn't have any calories.
Right.
No calories and nothing else. It's just, you know, it's just got the sweetness.
Okay. Because I know most of those artificial sweeteners, they're like
bad.
Really, yeah.
Okay.
They're
bad.
Cool.
Yeah.
This,
guy this
is the only one that's not bad,
by the way.
One of a few board certified guys on aging. He worked for Harvard Medical Center. So it's pretty good choice.
Yeah,
pretty
yeah,
pretty
yeah.
good source. Of
He's on Splenda's payroll, but, you know, that's beside the point.
yeah,
okay.
That major Splenda stock.
So anyway, I guess what I'm saying here, the second thing that I'm saying is that it's very important for us, unfortunately, to have to be junior psychologists. Because if we don't fix the parents in our environment at $359 a month and, you know, $1,500 down and having some pretty solid student retention, they have to totally buy into the value of what we're doing, which means they have to be reinforcing at about 100% everything we're doing at home. We have every week they have homework assignments. They're going to be reading these books. They're doing, I think, 12 books by the time they're black belts, and they're things like, you know,
the kids are reading these books.
Yeah.
I thought these are the books of the parents.
Well, that's part of the conversation in the enrollment. Is now, Mrs. Jones, I completely understand that, you know, you're seeing Psychology Winning and Seven Habits of Highly Effective People and stuff by you're saying to yourself, well, Johnny's seven, how's he going to do that? And in reality, what it means is it's actually homework
so
for you, man.
Center.
So
yeah,
you know, you got to help with that. But we help. We walk them through everything, and they learn the lessons in class. And it's, you know, they complete their written tests while they're in class. You know, it's not difficult.
Okay.
It's just a different paradigm. It's just we're actually see. This is the thing. And I hate to make it seem overly simplistic, but here's the thing you really have to internalize at core level, right? None of this stuff is, you know, and I bag on Tommy, but I don't really mean to bag on Tommy specifically, but none of this is just learning the right vocabulary, right? All of this is about congruence, right?
Yeah.
We're not saying we teach leadership. We do teach, and we don't just do it in class an hour a day. I mean, you know what I'm saying? This isn't lip service. This is how do you build the closest thing to Harvard that you can get into for your 9-year-old. That's what this is.
Right.
Right. That's what I choose. That's what we choose to sell. So that's what we've chosen to build. Right. This isn't how do I put a silk hat on a pig. Right. This is you have to be congruent. Because how long does it take, you know, for people to get like wise? Right?
Sure.
That's not what we, you know, look, I mean, and I'll use Stephen as the example, and you're a good example too, but I mean, you know, you weren't in a community for 35 years, you know, 30 years, 35 years, with great relationships with the elementary schools and great relationships with local businesses, right? That doesn't happen if you're out there, you know, flaking everybody out, and you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that those types of reading requirements and things like that, it takes some sophistication to be able to implement it so that it actually does what it's supposed to do. But really, it does a lot of things, and one of the things it does is it helps us actually make a multiplicative impact on the student because we've changed the family dynamic. If we can have just, you know, one parent out of 10 stop using the frickin' word no every 5 seconds,
yeah,
or use
how
it
much
the right
of,
way.
Yeah, or use it accurately. Yeah, exactly right. Now, what if we could do that? Would that be valuable to you? Yes. Is that more valuable than $60 a month? Yes. Is that more valuable than $100? Yes. Is that more valuable than $200? Yes. Is that more valuable than $300? Yes. Could I pick a number that it's not more valuable than? I don't know what it is. Probably there's a number, right?
But does Mile High like have like these books in stock where they got like controlling stock in Amazon?
No, we just send them to the bookstore.
Do you send them to the bookstore and buy them?
Yeah.
If they don't buy them, you know they're not serious students. They're not ready for upgrade for leadership if they don't go out and get the stuff.
Well,
or do you have it there as part of the welcome package?
There's two things. There's a question behind your question, which, by the way, is another good book, by the way, QBQ, Question Behind the Question Selling, or QBQ, Question Behind the Question. It's a really good book. But there's two questions you're asking. You're asking a logistical question about where they get the book, which isn't relevant. It doesn't matter, right? But what's deeper than that you're asking as well is do I tell them they have to go get the book and trust them to go get it and hope they read it before that? No, fuck that. Right? You see what I'm saying? I mean, look, would you hope they go learn the form and then examine them and pass them if they didn't learn it? You understand what I'm saying? And I get irritated by that. Not with you, not with you at all. No. But like, you know, some of these guys we talk to, they say, oh yeah, you know, we're doing the whole character. Okay, great. Well, you know, what happens if the student doesn't do their, you know, doesn't read their book or doesn't do their homework assignment? Well, what do you mean? It's 2 months, so we pass. They go to the next rank. No, they got to do it, right?
Right.
If they didn't learn their sidekick, would you pass them?
No.
Well,
if they didn't do their homework assignment, would you pass them? No.
There's some consequences for not following through on something they were expected to do, then it's the opposite of a character arrest.
Exactly right.
And it also put them back in the perception of what some of the other parents out there today consider a McDojo, a belt school.
Parents typically don't have the validity to the program anyway. No, that's awesome.
Exactly right. So yeah. I like that.
And so what does that really mean? Well, what that really means in practical terms is you build mechanisms in place to be able to track it visually so it makes it easy on the instructors. So it's very simple. They have the homework assigned for Chapter 1.